This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Costilla County is in a tough situation following the indictment of its sheriff, undersheriff, and three deputies. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
This rural county currently just has a couple of deputies. Until they hire more people, sheriffs from across the state are stepping in to lend a hand. Last week, two deputies from Adams County filled in. But they're entering a different community. And it's a tense time. Here's Royce Brubaker, an undersheriff for the nearby Sawatch County.
You know, if you have these other agencies, whether it's Adams County or whoever, they're coming into an area that the laws are the same, but they don't know the area or the people.
These efforts will last through the beginning of May. That's according to the county sheriffs of Colorado. It could extend longer depending on need. Ava Keon, CPR News.
During the pandemic, several Mountain West states dedicated large sums to wildlife crossings. These help animals like deer, elk, and pronghorn avoid cars. In Colorado, a proposed bill would fund crossings through an optional $5 fee on vehicle registrations. A federal grant program also funds new bridges and tunnels, but that program ends this year and state budgets are tight. Nick Calero with Pew Charitable Trust says lawmakers are searching for new funding.
Groups working on this issue are having to come up with creative ideas, knowing that general fund appropriations are, in most states in the West, extremely tight right now.
Lawmakers in Utah this session agreed to send $2 million a year to a wildlife crossing account. In Idaho, they signed off on a non-binding resolution supporting crossings. Colorado's wildlife crossing bill has cleared two Senate committees so far. A chance of showers this afternoon in Metro Denver. Thank you for listening to your statewide public radio service, CPR News and KRCC.